Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Chita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Rome Festival, from Alicia Nella Chita. I'm here with Natalia Belitsky, the lead actress, one of the two lead actresses,
yes,
actually.
One of the two lead actresses
of Stay Still. Good afternoon first.
Good afternoon.
This film is really strange and really involving but disturbing at the same time. You play the role of this rich heiress, but that has... She doesn't have any mental problem, but she likes to behave like she has some. And your role is the one that changes the most, because you're funny, you're relaxed, you are crazy, you are sad, and you're funny again. You're very variable. So it looks like it was very fun playing it. And I also wanted to ask you how was to prepare for that, because it was not, it was a very discontinuous role, if you can say so.
Yeah. Okay, it was very fun, but it was also like a little bit difficult. It was a challenge because this the role, the character, don't has like oh wow, no, I don't have the right word in English. A development.
Yeah.
She stays like the same the whole time, and then she jumps,
in the
last 2 minutes maybe of the whole movie. So it was, okay, how can I play it without that it's getting annoying after 5 minutes?
You know,
or boring, yes. So, yes, that's why we tried that she changes so much. She's, like you said, funny or sad, or she thinks a lot. And that was fun. And this you could make it because this character, she always has the control of what she's doing. She's like a very truthful woman who can say, okay, now I'm this, and now I'm that, and now I change. Yes.
Yeah, it's like she knows exactly what's going to happen every single moment, so she knows how to behave.
Yeah, she knows the action and the reaction. Yeah.
And she also has this kind of, gives this kind of feeling of making, having fun in making people not comfortable.
Yes.
She puts always the other person in a weird
position. She enjoys it. I think she enjoys this a lot. But it's also like we used to get uncomfortable if somebody puts a mirror in front of us and shows, okay, this is not really right and this is also not really right. And Julie is like a big word, but like a prophet. Mm-hmm. Say it in English.
Yeah.
She is. She knows definitely what is justice. She knows. She has for her and for the others a very, very right think of what is right and what is wrong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And she knows. How was working on the film with your co-protagonist? Because more than half of the film is just the two of you together.
Yeah.
And she plays, for those who haven't seen the film yet, she plays like this nurse that she is entitled to follow your character in this mental health facility. And she is the one that you manage to, instead of control, to get in touch with. There is a very strong bond between the two of you, which grows a little bit. It's less and less uncomfortable for her being with you, and it's more and more like a necessity being with you. So how did the two of you work together to keep this, besides the direction of Elisa, of course?
Okay, we made some rehearsal before shooting, of course, but I think this is the profession of of artists, that you can tell something, you can also tell that you're in love with somebody without being it. So it's this friendship or this relationship
kind of a link
is
also between the two actresses in order to find the right connection, the right way.
Yes, we had it, but you know, one Beispiel. One example for the contrary is you know the movie Kramer versus Kramer?
Oh, yes.
They hated each other, but in the screen you were thinking, oh, of course, they love each other. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, we had a connection. She's a very lovely, lovely young girl. But it's not the essence
of...
Yeah, yeah.
When you read the script, then you read your character, Was there something that you didn't like in what you read? That you wanted
what
to...
I didn't like.
Or that you want... No, I mean, yes. You wanted to, you know, transform a little bit to feel it more you, more...
Yeah, there were some points that I didn't like. Of course, when you read a script and you're reading it for one character, you from the first moment you are with this character and you want that everybody loves this character and this character is like nice if it's a good hero.
Yeah.
So there were some scenes where Julie was not really friendly and not really like this prophet, this good girl, and this, yes, of course, I was like, oh no, why is that? But that wasn't not like an objective view. It was already when I felt with Julie.
Yeah, because the character in your film, I mean, your film in the, your character, sorry, in this film has the first part. You don't as audience, you don't like her that much.
I know.
She's
yes.
kind of annoying. She's disturbing. You keep on telling the other girl, just leave her alone because she's not good. You know there's something bad is going to happen.
Yes.
But then this kind of evil, if we can say so, is transformed in something more deep, which is more like...
Which you can understand. You can feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You, there is an empathy with that at
yeah.
the end of the film. Because you know she was basically a lonely, deranged... girl.
Yes, yeah.
No, this is it. And so you knew that.
I knew that and I wanted
and
this
wanted
also.
That.
I what I told now 2 minutes ago, this is what I feel. I want this character to be loved. But as an actress, indeed, I like more to play characters which are a little bit disturbing. Especially as a woman, because we often see men in such roles
yeah.
and in such characters more than women. So yes, I wanted it and I like it. That and I'm very thankful that we could make the switch in the end of the film that the empathy comes
yeah.
a little bit later, but
yeah.
better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but at least it comes, and then it gives you as no genius a lot of rather. It replies to many questions that you ask yourself while the film goes on, and everything at the end is resolved,
yeah.
which is very good and very nice for
yeah.
us. Well, thank you very much. Thanks
thank
also
you.
To Natalia Velitzky from Stay Still at the Rome Film Festival Lecce nella Città. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.